number one.
Brent writes us. Brent, his signature indicates he's a dentist in Keller. How about that?
Not gay.
All right, Dear Bad Radio, I have a
male patients.
Gay, not gay scenario. He would like Mr. Guerin to rule on it, but Mr. Guerin isn't here right now, so I guess we'll have to handle it. I took my brother's Morrow jersey to a Stars preseason practice in Frisco on the outside chance that I might get it autographed for him. It just so happened that I lucked into a day of an all-out inter-squad scrimmage, a three-hour affair. Since it was nearly 100 degrees outside, I was wearing the requisite shorts and short-sleeve shirt. After an hour and a half inside, though, I become chilled and put on the Morrow sweater. To my delight, after the scrimmage, off comes Morrow, looking right at me. I quickly whipped out my Sharpie, handed it to him, and asked for his autograph. So that the jersey could be framed with the name and number and autograph showing, I bent over at my waist and had Mr. Morrow sign the zero on the back of the jersey. Once doubled over, I quickly regretted my decision. While we were not...
So he's like holding his ankles in front of Morrow?
Well, I'm imagining hands on knees, Morrow signing your back, probably from behind.
Hey, now.
He said it felt quite awkward, gay or not gay, from Brent.
I'm surprised Brendan didn't jump on his back.
Do a nice piggyback.
Anne Marie style.
Whoa, easy. Let's leave her out of this.
All right, no sports exemption there. That's totally gay. Here's one, a guy wondering about sports exemptions. He's at a sporting event. All right, dear gay, not gay. At a sporting event, I hate to go to the bathroom because as I walk down the aisle, it means I have to decide what body part I want to face other men. Is it worse to put your back to the aisle, you know, the seats, as you shuffle down? Or is it worse to face him and have the awkward face-to-face in very uncomfortable close proximity?
Well, what's he saying? Because I think this is easy. It's clearly worse to be face-to-face. Number one, you've got...
But your butt is brushing up against the...
Dude,
the
alternative is... The alternative is your front is brushing up against other fronts, and...
Hey, now.
Yeah, but then you could see
and
how
you're in that awkward,
close he is, so you could back up, and you could do, like, the...
Then you have awkward nose-to-nose conversations, like, excuse me, man, and you're feeling his breath.
Uh-uh.
Back. You're back.
Now, here's my butt.
Base is the seat.
He says here, I think the most gay is the guy who refuses to stand up for you. You run into that guy at his seat. He kind of just scrunches back as far as he can, but won't stand. That's you?
I've been known to do that. It's a beating, man. Sit in your seat till the freaking timeout.
You know what's a beating at a Cowboy game? Is all these sitting and standing and sitting and standing. Because they can't make up their mind on whether it's a big enough part of the game to stand. And then you always get that one really freaking wasted, over-the-top Cowboy fan who's standing the whole time.
Right.
And then if you got everyone else around is sitting, but you're right behind him.
Right. The guy,
so now you got to stand, then the guy behind you has to stand.
The guy who makes the entire section stand because, doggone it, he paid for this ticket.
Yeah, and if somebody yells, hey, could you sit down, you know, give a little hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Then
hey.
This guy who has been tailgating since about 2 o'clock, and I'm talking about like a Monday night game, sorry, is belligerent and...
Paid $150 for
right.
these tickets.
I'll stand if I
I'm
want.
A fan. What kind of fan are you?
Right.
Yeah.
I talked over that, didn't I, Groups? By the way, we're getting too liberal with the exemptions. The sports exemption does not mean you can make out with a dude at a game. Okay?
It does at LSU.
No, it doesn't.
Go to bobanddan.net and see
Bob
if it
and
does.
Net.
What I'm saying is...
Is that picture still up there?
I think so. What I'm
Should
saying
be.
Is... A sports exemption might mean you can have a tear roll down your face because you just won the Miracle on Ice. A sports exemption might mean on a particularly big event, you can hug your buddy without even knowing you're doing it because a touchdown was just scored that you can't believe. I better get a slap on the butt.
It does. Boy, that better be a big freaking event.
Okay.
For you to start hugging me, dog.
I'm just saying, everything now is people are looking for exemptions.
Like, you'd do it just like on a first and 10 4-yard run just to make me uncomfortable.
Can I stick my tongue down your throat?
Because I've got Sports Buddy here who also likes the... You like the gay move just for comedy.
Yes.
There's got to be a line drawn where it's really actually funny and where you're just hugging me too often.
Where's that line, buddy?
See, he just grabbed my knee. All right, I'll give you that one because we're on the air. We're in the middle of a moment, and we're talking about it, okay? I give you that knee touch. But when you walk by me 4 times a week in the office and...
appreciate you, pal.
Give me a deep shoulder rub for like 3 seconds or...
Putting your fingers through my hair.
Yeah, Groups, how do you like the fingers through your hair?
Not very much.
What's wrong with Bob? What has happened to you?
He's become gay.
You've changed so much. Ever since I stopped eating meat.
Right. You've become very handsy, Bob.
It's funny. I'm surrounded by homophobes.
How about the...
I thought I was one until I met you guys.
So Liberty's nothing like this?
No.
Everybody's
open arms.
All sorts of gay touching going on there.
Open arms.
All right, I got this sports exemption, or asking about sports exemption. A few times this weekend, Virginia Tech-Miami game, seeing a guy on the shoulders of another guy, screaming and shouting, we're number one.
Well, the best example is the Jets guy. The guy who does the JETS, he's been sitting on the dude's shoulders for 20 years or whatever it's been, the fireman.
So what does that mean to the guy holding the guy on his shoulders? What is there on the back of your neck? What is rubbing up there?
There's no reason to ever be on another dude's shoulders. I can't think of any good reason.
What about chicken fight in the pool?
Okay, chicken fight in the pool. That's the chicken fight in the pool exemption thing.
So we're not being too specific.
No, there's no reason to ever be on a dude's shoulders. In fact, if you're a grown man, there's no reason to ever be on another human's shoulders. Just understand that you're not. Now, maybe at some point you'll have a chick on your shoulders and you'll be at a concert and she'll love you. But come on. You're a grown man. There's just some things you're never going to be able to do. You'll never have a baby. And you'll never have a reason to sit on another dude's shoulders.
What about the dude into the mosh, diving, you know, how they carry you along, these kids these days in these concerts?
The mosh? Or the...
what's that
the
thing?
Body pass?
The mosh pit.
Body surfing, I guess it would be, right? Didn't you say Falwell once did that?
Pep Rally or something?
I don't remember. Jerry Falwell.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He does it all the time.
Like a church, too?
Well, at Liberty Games.
And
but it's just
like
a funny bit to see.
Human?
Yeah, just to see a 280-pound dude in a suit who is a world-famous preacher to want to, you know...
To dive into the crowd.
In his 70s, want to do body surf.
And our number one moment tonight.